Rabbi Nachman and his closest student Rabbi Nosson give us an incredible insight regarding the days of the Omer, which begin from the holiday of Pesach, Passover, and continue through the holiday of Shavuos, 7-week period. On the first night of Pesach, the Jews had been enslaved in Egypt for 210 years, suffering terribly, and Hashem came to the conclusion that despite the fact that we weren't really completely deserving to be rescued, there was no other choice. Hashem understood that if he waits any longer, we're going to fall to such a level of despair, of giving up hope, that there won't be who to rescue anymore. And therefore, the Torah tells us that Hashem went beyond his usual kindness and shone upon us a blast of light, a very bright light that was sort of a gift, sort of a freebie in a sense, that resulted in our being able to walk out of Egypt, to break out of the slavery and out of the suffering that we had experienced for such a long time, and to start the path towards Mount Sinai, towards Har Sinai, and eventually towards Eretz Yisrael. That bright light lasted just for that one night, the night of Pesach, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt. We're told that the following day already, that light was no longer there, and Hashem expected from us to start doing more on our own, to start taking initiative and acting to be able to start climbing a ladder, starting from the bottom, all the way on the bottom, ground level, and start climbing. And this is what the Omer is all about. Today is the first day of the Omer, tomorrow is the second day, third day. We're climbing a ladder each and every single day, realizing that we have to do what we can to show ourselves to be worthy and deserving of getting to the finish line. The finish line in this case being on the 49th day of the Omer, we complete the count. And then the 50th day, which is the most important, we don't count at all. A Jew comes to the shul on the night of Shavuos, and the previous night they counted the 49th day of the Omer, and then they finish the Mincha prayer, which closes the 49th day, and then what do? We wait. We wait for nightfall, we wait for it to get dark, and that's when we begin the holiday of Shavuos. And Rabbi Nachman tells us there's an incredible, important message in this for a Jew who's trying to come close to Hashem. The first step, usually, in rescuing a person, in taking a person out of impurity, out of wherever they need to be taken out of, Hashem makes that first move. Hashem takes the initiative. And Hashem creates a circumstance or shines a certain bright light upon the person. He reaches out to the person and draws the person out of whatever they're in to bring them in a major step towards coming close to Hashem. However, after Hashem makes that first move, Hashem pulls back a little bit and now sees if the person is willing to show initiative, to start trying to work on their own in a process of growth, to come close to Hashem a step at a time, a little bit at a time. That's this Omer period. And if the person shows that they're able to take the initiative, to try to grow step by step, then the person makes those 49 steps, and then the final step, Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people on Har Sinai, where there was this incredible revelation, spiritual revelation, the Torah says once again, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down on Mount Sinai, meaning Hashem takes a major step towards the person. The Baal Shem Tov, in fact, compares this to when we're teaching a small child to walk. Usually, parents teaching a child to walk, in the beginning, they hold both hands and they lead the child along, and the child feels like Superman. Wow, look at this. They're taking steps. They're going in it. And the parents do that a little to give the child a little bit of confidence. Then, at the right moment, One parent lets go of a hand, they let go of one hand or they let go of both hands, and the child tries it on their own, and suddenly they see they're falling. And now comes the important step of the child showing initiative to be able to show that they're willing to pick themselves up and move forward on their own. And if the child does this, this is how they succeed in learning how to walk. And Rabbi Nachman points out that this is the way. There are certain times that a person will be privileged, that Hashem opens a door for them and shows them a bright light to rescue the person, to give the person, to pull the person out of a certain yirida, a certain down, a certain fall that the person is in. Hashem makes that first step a major step, but then afterwards, in order for the person to really appreciate and really be deserving of the reward that Hashem wants us so much to be able to have, afterwards Hashem lets go and allows the person to make the choice on their own, to show personal initiative in moving forward.